welcome, as always, even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner. This is One Guy Reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found Noob's Book Club. In this series, I am reading Dragons of Deceit, the latest Dragonlance novel by Margaret Weiss and Tracy Hickman. In this episode, I'm going to cover chapter 24 and 25. Also, I put together the rest of the plan for this series. Plus, I ordered Ready Player One. That's going to be the next book in the series. And after that, I have I'll talk about the plan at the end of the show. Let's get right into it. Chapter 24. Weiss and Hickman tear off the Band-Aid. Two straight chapters of Taz. So buckle up. This chapter starts with Taz expressing boredom. It goes on to announce that Tika gave birth to their second child with Caramon. Taz tried to help using the old boiling water trope. If you've ever watched an old sitcom, they always talk about boiling water, and Taz kind of refers to that. Why do we have to boil water? He used to ask that all the time. But Caramon asks him to leave. He leaves through the back and tries to enter back through the front. Desra, their friend, kicks him back out. So, left to his own devices, he sits on a fence trying to figure out an adventure. Adventure ends up finding him. A female Kender, what a coincidence! Wearing human clothes and with a mess of a hairstyle, approaches him and addresses him by name. She introduces herself as Mary Merriweather. Suspicious, he asks if it is her first time out on Wanderlust. She affirms, so he points out many of her shortcomings, like her clothes and her hair and her lack of pouches. While giving her the once-over, he notices a gem on a chain around her neck. The gem changes shape while he watches it. When he reaches out to it, he gets an uncomfortable feeling in his stomach. She tries to hide the gem and distract him from it. They end up in the end of the last home after he picks the lock. She continues to act strangely. This, along with the fact that the inn was empty, and Taz finds his interest waning. She tries to get him to tell the story of his time travel. He remembers his promise not to tell. She manipulates him into believing that telling will not betray his promise, so he ends up talking about the device. During the story, he realizes that he is now wearing a ring like the one from the story that turned him into a mouse. This leads to a conversation about them being married. By Kender law, when one gives another a ring as a gift and it cannot be removed, then they are married. Initially horrified, they eventually arrive at the conclusion that Taz owes her a wedding gift. That gift? The time-traveling device, of course. And so, Taz steps out of the inn to announce their nuptials and get the celebration started. Chapter 25. Kender come from all around after the announcement. They pick up both Destina, as Mary, and Taz on beer barrels and carry them through the town while singing a Kender wedding song. It's a pretty funny song. It's a bit repetitive, but there are humorous parts to it. I actually chuckled a couple of times when I was reading it. Taz directs them to go to Caramon's house. They are greeted by the couple and their kids. He announces that they're married, and Tika brushes him off. She sends Caramon to open the inn so that she can get to the bottom of Taz's craziness. During the conversation, she notices the necklace and starts to put things together. Destina realizes that her time is limited because the magic will wear off soon, and Tika is starting to put two and two together. She finally gets Taz to leave with the "It's our wedding day" line. He offers to take her to his house. She asks if that's where the device is. He assures her that no, the device is in Palanthas at the library. The chapter ends with the spell wearing off and Destina running away to get away before her cover is completely blown. And now for my reaction. Okay, fine. It took much less time to get used to and accept Taz back into my life than Destina. Granted, he and I have much more of a history, but I still find that interesting. Literally, last episode, I wondered how long I might have to suffer Taz before finding him enjoyable again. While Chapter 4 started and I rolled my eyes at the line about bored Kender, I quickly changed my mind. I don't know if they meant it this way, but I immediately knew Destina was the mystery Kender. Granted, they tipped their hand pretty hard, but they also made a big deal about not mentioning her by name for the entirety of Chapter 4. Kind of a weird way of approaching the whole idea. I mean, if they wanted to make it a secret, they could have made it a secret. If they wanted to come out and say it was Destina, why didn't they just come out and say it was Destina? Instead, it's this sort of nebulous middle ground where it's
a mystery, but it's not really a mystery. You know that it's Destina, but you don't know that it's Destina. I'm just not sure why they approached that way and then didn't just make it a mystery, or... But I digress. The funny thing about it is that the whole damn thing went completely off the rails. Taz, quote-unquote, steals her ring. She flips out. He announces they're married. She thinks that he can give her the time device in return, only to discover that the whole stupid plan is for naught, because the device is in the place she just left. Literary irony at its finest. So, maybe I don't necessarily like Taz more right now. Maybe I'm just giving him a pass, simply because the comedy of errors is so well played in these two chapters. One thing I learned about myself is that a quote-unquote guilty pleasure of mine is farcical fiction. I love the Oceans trilogy, and has very little to do with the actual caper. We watched the new Glass Onion movie, and again, it wasn't really the caper that got me, it was more the interaction between the two characters. And for me, with Ocean's 11, it's the same thing. The caper itself was secondary. I enjoy the ridiculous nature overall of the story and the character interactions. That's why I've watched those movies probably half a dozen times at this point, all three of them. Anytime I see them on Netflix, I will always load them up and watch through them again. I do so myself because my wife and I went to see a play based on full French farce, Don't Dress for Dinner, and my wife hated it, so she won't watch the Ocean's trilogy with me either, probably for the same reason. I enjoyed myself immensely. Then COVID happened, so maybe she was onto something, because that was the last play they put on for like almost 2 years. Nevertheless, I still enjoy a good farce. So, let's leave it at the jury is still out on Taz right now. Give it a couple of chapters for me to truly judge him. And his return, and sort of how middle-aged me is dealing with this insufferable, quote-unquote, Kender. So I said that I would talk about the schedule at the end here, and that's what I'm going to do right now. I have the schedule for the rest of the book planned out. I will be done by the end of the month, like I thought, and I figure it'll take probably about 30 episodes to do Ready Player One, because it's about the same length as this book. This one is going to end up taking about that long. I put together the plan for that. That'll take me through the beginning of June, and then I'll either have a couple of weeks off, or I'll end up doing something else. I know I talked about maybe doing the latest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle series, the comic book, as maybe I'll do that as a two-week sort of interlude. Then we're going to be in Germany for 3 weeks, so I'm not going to record it all then. So we'll have about a month off then, and after that, a week to get ready, and by that time, Dragons of Fate will be out, so I will be back on this series. So that's what things look like as far as Noob's Book Club going forward. As always, thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying. If you read the book, or if you read Ready Player One, or if you're reading the new Ninja Turtle series and you want to talk about them, you know, reach out. If you haven't already, you can find us at www.twoguysgaming.net. We have articles there. There's also links to our socials, including our YouTube, which currently only has a series where I'm playing through a daily RPG calendar that I got myself for Christmas, but I have some plans to do some other content for Mario in March. Hopefully I'll be able to get that recorded this week and posted, so you can take a look at that. I will be back either tomorrow or Friday, depending on when I can get around to it. The reason that I'm a day late here is because Monday I had to stay after for play, then I had to take my kid to soccer, then yesterday I had to stay after for play and take my kid to soccer, so the day just got away from me, and that's why this is posting on Wednesday, even though I said that the Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday schedule would work better for me, and it has been. This is coming out Wednesday. The other one will most likely come out on Friday, but I might be able to record it tomorrow because there is no play tomorrow, even though there is soccer. So you'll either get two straight days of Noob's Book Club, or the next episode will come out on Friday. Whenever it comes out, I will talk to you then. Bye, guys.
We are...